In the letter, Duffy says it's a life decision he's made not to seek re-election as lieutenant governor. He says the main reason he's quitting is that the frequent travel that Governor Cuomo has required him to do has left him in constant pain from a back disorder. He also says he's grown tired of having to be away from his home and family in the Finger Lakes several days each week. He points out that he never sought the position as lieutenant governor, but says he remains loyal to Cuomo and describes the relationship as close and congenial. He says he expects to campaign for Cuomo's re-election. In addition to dutifully traveling the state to represent the governor at events Cuomo either could not or did not want to attend, Duffy's other public role has been to introduce Cuomo at numerous events.
The great governor, the great state of New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Duffy has performed that task to the fullest, often bestowing lavish praise on the governor, as at this event last October to focus on storm preparation.
Leadership does matter, and this man has provided outstanding leadership.
Duffy at one point even called Cuomo the Picasso of politics and has received some ribbing for his sometimes over-the-top introductions. Duffy, speaking at that storm preparedness event, was consistent with what he wrote in his resignation letter, saying he's always been more than happy to talk up the governor.
I often get accused of being a cheerleader. Well, I truly, out of pride for what this man has done for the state and out of support for what I see him do every single day, and I'm proud to be termed that way because I get to see what he does.
Speculation that Duffy would leave his job as lieutenant governor began a year ago. In the summer of 2013, Duffy bought his Finger Lakes home from the head of a Rochester business group, and he later admitted that he'd applied for the job of Rochester Business Alliance President Sandy Parker. Parker said she was retiring at the end of the year. The two have said the occurrences are not related. The speculation about the real estate deal and the lieutenant governor's political future led to a rare, testy exchange with reporters at the state fair in Syracuse last August, where Duffy was once again filling in for Cuomo. Duffy denied that the sale of the $500,000 property was a sweetheart deal.
It was totally above board, totally ethical, done in public view. The one thing I did not do, I did not hold a press conference to announce, nor should I ever think I would have to.
Duffy did eventually withdraw his name from consideration for the Business Alliance job, but Parker has now decided to stay until the end of 2014, leaving that job open in January of 2015. Governor Cuomo, in a statement responding to Duffy's announcement, called the lieutenant governor a great partner and a true friend and says he wishes him all the best. Until now, Cuomo has said little publicly about Duffy in recent months, but last October, shortly after Duffy withdrew his name from the Rochester Business Group job, Cuomo offered a positive assessment.
He is the hardest working and most effective member of my administration. You've seen him all over the state. Nobody works like the lieutenant governor.
Cuomo will now have to choose another running mate for the November elections. His choice is likely to become public soon, as Democrats are holding their nominating convention starting May 20th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.